continues for his comment. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Critics accusing President Biden of making a reckless statement when he said in a speech in Warsaw that Russian President Putin cannot remain in power. Fox's Rich Edson at the White House.
Western leaders are walking a fine line here. They're trying to provide as much help to Ukraine as they can without provoking a war with a nuclear-armed Russia. To that, French President Emmanuel Macron spoke about the president's speech and said he probably would have chosen different words. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel, where he addressed the president's comments. As the U.S. and Western allies escalate a major sanctions campaign against Russia, the secretary stressed they're not trying to oust Russian President Vladimir Putin.
The White House clarified the president's comments, saying what he meant was Putin can no longer be allowed to exercise power over neighboring countries. A massive pro-Ukrainian rally at the Lincoln Memorial in the nation's capital today.
Ukraine's ambassador to the U.S., Oksana Markarova, appealed to Americans, saying her nation's citizens are much like them.
We are fighting the war for freedom. Freedom is the cornerstone upon which America is based, but also Ukraine is built. Ukraine is also a land of free and brave.
A video message from Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky was also shown. More talks between Russia and Ukraine to end the conflict are scheduled in Turkey this week.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Evacuation orders remain in place for about 20,000 Colorado residents because of a wildfire southeast of Boulder. Officials say no structures have burned, and the 189-acre blaze was last reported to be about 20% contained. And North Carolina crushed St. Peter's 68-49 and will meet Duke in the Final Four. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Members of the GOP are eyeing a chance at possibly winning back control of Congress in the midterm elections later this year. Florida Republican Congressman Rick Scott is chair of the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
I think we're going to have a great year. We've got great candidates running around the country, and we've got some primaries. The Democrats have primaries, and their primaries, I think Bernie Sanders-type candidates are going to come out. The Biden agenda is very, very, very unpopular. So as long as we raise our money, as long as we focus on big, bold ideas, I think we're going to have a great November.
Scott on Fox News Sunday. Democrats currently maintain narrow control of the Senate. A rally in Commerce, Georgia last night, hosted by former President Trump and slamming the Democratic Party.
Democrats are bad on the economy. They're horrible on inflation. They're terrible on the military, bad on taxes. Bad on Ukraine. Should have never happened.
The former president also expressed his disapproval for Republican Governor Brian Kemp and promoted Republican candidate David Perdue. Southern California is seeing a growing number of dead birds on its shores.
California Fish and Wildlife investigating why dead birds have been washing up along Southern California's shores. The birds are large diving birds known as cormorants. Bird experts saying parasites are killing the seabirds from Santa Barbara down to Orange County and are unsure about the source of the disease. The parasites causing inflammation in the bird's brain. Treatments so far are not working. Veterinarians hoping to find a successful treatment protocol before the parasite disrupts the population. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Country music singer and songwriter Jeff Carson, who had the hits Not On Your Love and The Car before becoming a police officer, has died in Tennessee. He was 58. I'm Joe Chiu, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.